I have a quote by Martin Luther King, and that's what our annual theme is about this year. And what we're working towards. And the quote from Martin Luther King is, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. Whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. And that's what we're trying to do, isn't it? We're working on moving forward. We don't want to become stagnant in our truth, where we're just one soul. We want to keep moving forward, projecting ourselves, sharing ourselves with the universe, being like magnets. There are a lot of folks out there that would benefit from hearing the truth that we teach. We don't want to hammer it in their minds. We want to be the example. Be the example of standing in our truth. So when I prepared the lesson for today, because I do these couple months in advance, I decide what I'm going to talk about. And when I was preparing this one, I had no idea it was Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. But when I realized that, I realized that this is the perfect topic for that weekend. We know that Martin Luther King said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And how can we be a part of that process? By our topic this morning, choosing spiritual aliveness. I keep wanting to say awareness, but aliveness. We want to be alive, but we don't only want to be aware of it. I want to be alive with this truth, with my spiritual essence that I am. So I was, you know, I'm a scripture person. So I have the scripture this morning. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. And guess what? It's from the Sermon on the Mount. We all know about the Sermon on the Mount, don't we? Well, you will soon, because I'll give a series of lessons on it, since I don't see a whole lot of, there's a lot of recognition out here. I'm just kidding. But from the scriptures, Matthew 7, 13 through 14, and I'm not sure which version this is. I think this is the King James, New King James Version. It says, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is, wait a minute, I didn't read that right. Enter by the narrow gate, for the wide gate, the way is easy, and leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, for the narrow gate, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Sometimes reading scripture can be a little difficult, the versions that you choose. But I want to talk about this a little bit this morning, because It's all based on choices. It's all based on coming alive spiritually. Metaphysical meaning of the narrow gate is it's the path of awakened consciousness. It's the path of spiritual illumination. Remember, we're illuminating the way this year. It's the path of spiritual illumination. And the narrow gate is about choosing truth as taught by Jesus Christ, rather than conforming to collective consciousness, which is our news stories, what people are telling us, what people are moaning about. Yeah, that path is wide open, but we want to choose a narrow gate. So I want to read you something from the Truth Unity website so we can get a good grasp on what I'm saying here this morning. And this is from the study of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is telling us that it is unwise to trust large numbers just because they are large. He warns us not to believe that safety lies in numbers. We need not be ashamed to be a minority. If that minority is on the right path. Now the mob may choose a wider, easier path, but mobs are usually untrustworthy. Now, the way is hard means, in the scripture, the way is hard means development of the whole person, spirit, soul, and body. Some of us have been on this path a long time, haven't we? And it's challenging at times. At times we don't want to take that narrow way because it's so easy to join in with what others are saying and doing. By hard, I don't mean physically hard. I'm talking about taking time for prayer work, taking time for meditation, taking time to go deep within yourself, taking time to sit with truth, taking time to challenge what you're being told. Is this the truth? Does it work for all concerned? This is how you measure some of that. And this goes on to say, our part in receiving the gift of spirit, soul, and body requires us to be dedicated to truth, persevere in consciousness like no other human endeavor. Now, people always ask me, what are you talking about, truth? What is truth? Truth is, it's of God. Truth is what Jesus Christ taught us. Love one another. That's one of the basic ones. What's going on in your environment? Are you sending love regardless of the appearances that are going on around you? What we say Martin Luther King said? Love is what drives out hate. Sending love into a situation. Sometimes when I say that, people think I'm talking about accepting bad behavior. No. What I'm saying, regardless of that behavior, replace resentment, replace distrust with love. knowing that in them is that same light, that same spirit that is in you, that's growing in you. Yeah. The article goes on to say, advanced metaphysical thinking, and metaphysics is just going beyond what's written on the paper, not taking things just at face value, going deeper into whatever it is. It goes on to say, advanced metaphysical thinking always sees God as one. And metaphysical thinking always understands that one with God is the majority. That sounds like it's kind of crossing up each other, doesn't it? But when we remember that we are connected to the one presence, we realize we are never outnumbered, never overpowered, never alone. One presence, one power. We say it every Sunday. What is it you believe? If you want to come alive spiritually, challenge what you may be believing. If you don't believe in that one presence and that one power, if you add that duality to the factor, one presence, one power. And this goes on to say, being aligned with the one power is greater than any challenge, fear, or appearance. We just had our class this morning about hell in the hallway. It may not seem like things are moving in the right direction, but when you stand on what is real, what is true, we are spiritual beings first and foremost, housed in these bodies. We're greater than we even realize we are. Power is within us. That presence of God is in you. And whatever it is you're moving through, things don't come to stay. They come to pass. They come to pass. What are you getting out of that which is passing through you? Are you knowing that you are one with God and that you're standing in the strongest place on earth that you can stand by being present right here in the now? That's the greatest place you can be. And that's choosing spiritual aliveness. To bring this up to light a little more, I want to tell you a modern-day parable. And we know Jesus spoke in parables because they were stories that people could relate to in their day. Well, in this parable, a traveler came to a fork in the road. One path was wide. Remember we talked about that wide gate? One path was wide, smooth, and crowded. And the other was narrow, winding, less traveled. And the traveler hesitated, tempted by the ease of the familiar way. And we do that, don't we? Sometimes we just say, oh, I'll just do it like it's always been done. Yeah. Which is not always wise, is it? Yeah. So, he was tempted by the ease of the familiar way. But then he noticed there was a light shining down the narrower path, and something within whispered, "This is the way of growth." Which path did he choose? Which path are you choosing today? Well, he chose the path of light, the narrow path. And though it was not always easy, he discovered that that path led to joy, peace, and a deeper sense of purpose. You know, life continually presents us with choices, doesn't it? Who has anything in their life where they don't have a choice? What they're going to think about it or what they're going to do. Is there anyone in here that doesn't have choices? You always have a choice. Whew, I'm glad nobody raised their hand. You always have a choice. That's a big lesson to learn. And once you learn it, you'll learn to dissect or use your spirit of discernment to decide what path you're going to take. I always say, even though you take the wide, rough one, all paths lead to God. But why not choose the enlightened path? Enlightened path that will lift you up. You know, choosing spiritual aliveness is choosing to listen from the Christ consciousness, that spark in you, that light in you, that if you take time to sit and get quiet a moment, will lift you up and place your feet on solid ground. Yeah. That Christ consciousness is that voice within when it that calls us beyond habit or comfort. You ever step out of your comfort zone? Yeah. Sometimes that's the fantastic thing to do because it leads to that release, to that joy, to that peace that's within. Moving out. But when you step out of that comfort zone, it's all no. The presence and the power of God is right here in me, moving me through this situation, through this experience. And I have a choice. What am I going to choose? Of course I'm going to choose the enlightened path. So, I'm going to give you a couple of things you can do. You know, this is all about inner work. If you don't take these lessons and practice them or challenge them or sit down and do the inner work, they're just words. Try them out for size. Every choice we make is an opportunity to illuminate the light that is within you. So throughout the week, observe your choices. Here are some questions you might ask yourself when you're thinking of the wide, well-traveled path or the narrow, less-traveled path. So some questions you might ask yourself. Where in my life am I tempted to take the wide, familiar path? And how do you judge that? Are you going along with what everyone else is doing? Or is that something in you pulling you up, letting you know there's a better way. And that way is through truth. That way is knowing that everyone is moving forward in the one presence of power. And if it's not for the good of everyone concerned in that situation, then take some time to think what path you want to choose. Yeah. You know, we are representatives. We are God's hands and feet right here on this earth plane. And if we listen to that voice within, to that guidance within, and move with it, oh my, what a difference your life is going to make. The other thing I want you to do is, the flip side of the coin is, where in my life am I turning toward the narrow path of growth? Where in my life am I turning toward the narrow path of growth? Sometimes people come to us and they come to us just for us to listen, for us to hear them, for us to be present for them. Or are you trying to give advice based on your experiences? You know, it's choosing pathway. It's a challenge at times. Sometimes I say, oh, but I want to do it this way. Vernetta wants to rise up and be the savior. But that's not the route always. That's that wide path. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's giving advice, telling you where to go, what to do. Take some time. Center yourself within. And then when you hear that advice, maybe it is the right thing to do. But you're going to touch it with spirit, so that you are moving through that narrow gate. And the last thing I want you to do is, how can my awakened choice help illuminate the way for others? In other words, how can you be the example? How can you be that expression of the Most High? Yeah. And give it the gentle touch. I mean, it sounds heavy as I'm saying it, but give it the gentle touch. Try when you're at that fork in the road, trying to decide which way to go with whatever it is, that you take that time to breathe and seek your guidance from within and not from all this outer chatter. Yeah. So I'm going to invite you in this moment. We're going to affirm first the Lord's Prayer to set us into the moon of this narrow path we're going to take. And then we're going to go into meditation, just something to give you a chance to take that journey within. Come out of your head down into your heart and listen for a moment. So together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. So take a deep breath. Give yourself permission to relax right where you are. I invite you to allow yourself to settle into the stillness of this moment. To release the weight of the day, open your heart to the presence of Spirit. Before you are two pathways, one wide, smooth, crowded. It feels familiar. And the other path is narrow, winding, and less traveled. And that one feels like peace. That one feels like love. And within that path is the Christ light. So give yourself permission to move from your head down into your heart. Follow that in consciousness. And in your heart area, feel the divine spark at the center of it, vibrating from the center out throughout all your being. Breathing in and breathing out. Feel the whisperings of this light telling you, peace be still. Telling you to let go in this moment and be present right here, right now. Breathing in and breathing out. Choose in this moment aliveness. Your being is vibrating with the light of Spirit. Choose in this moment expansion. Feel yourself moving from that center out through every avenue of your body. Every muscle, every tissue, every vein that carries life. Notice how the light grows brighter, illuminating your way. Experience the feeling of being lifted to that higher state of consciousness, to your Christ connection. And as you move along this field of illumination, feel the energy of those around you, walking right alongside of you, choosing that narrow path, letting their lights shine. And all these lights join in a radiant field of illumination, guiding the community forward. We are one in this moment, right here, right now. We are one in this moment, right here, right now. The Christ light within me expands and illumines the way. So take a deep breath, breathing in gratitude for this moment of awareness. Gratitude for this moment of aliveness. Know that as you go forth, you carry the light of spirit with you, because it is in you. And as you return to this present moment, you let that light shine. And that light within us guides our choices. And it is so. And so it is. So we give thanks, dear God, for your power and presence moving in and throughout us and in this very room, connecting us into that oneness that we are. And for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. We claim it right here, right now. Amen. Our affirmation this morning is in your insert. And as usual, first we affirm it for ourselves. Let us affirm together. The Christ light within me guides my choices. And think about that. That light, that guiding light. And I want you to visualize or bring someone to mind that you feel may need to know this truth in this moment, right here, right now. And let's affirm it for them together. The Christ light within you guides your choices. And as a sense of community that we are, in a sense of oneness that we are, let's affirm this for ourselves together. The Christ light within us guides our choices. And that's true for me. Is it true for you? Yeah. All right.
Meditation.